you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Hi, hey-ho, everyone. My name's Mr. Fruit, and welcome back to the GG Over Easy podcast, greatest podcast known to the Krieglings.
You said it, not us.
Oh, Kriegs. Isn't that Marvel? I don't know. That word just came to mind. Anyway,
I have no fucking idea.
We got a review. Boom. Remembered.
That's a long-ass review.
It's not that long. From Connor Donner Jr. I like that name. Connor Donner. 7 years. A.K.A. the best podcast NA and beyond. See, I didn't make that up. It's right here. I've been following the group of guys since the first Battlefront 1 video Fruit made with Rob and Blue, and I've watched every video before that and since. I support the Mr. Fruit Minecraft. Don't stress yourself out about that. Oh, thank you, but I'm going to try and get it to come back. The more Mr. Fruit and GG Over Easy, honestly. These guys put out great content that feels honest, friendly, and farce-free. Plus, you get the pleasure of understanding all of these funny inside jokes and throwbacks. Glad Rob's chiropractor got a look at his butt. Overall, five-star podcast. These guys are severely underrated by the internet.
I really never thought about
internet,
that.
What's the internet saying about us?
I mean, the internet's not saying much, if you catch what I'm putting down. Yeah, but that's all right.
Hey, you know, sometimes you put something in your butt, and at some point, you're just like, yup, I'll take that.
For real does, yo. It's crazy.
Good. And your visual representation just made that. Anyway. Thank you very much for the review, Connor Donner Jr. You can leave us a review on Apple Podcast Things if you want. We definitely don't only read 5 stars.
Yeah. We definitely don't only ever get 5-star votes, though. That's all we ever get.
We don't read the 1 stars.
It's just that we never get any 1-star ones, so why would
we want honest feedback, which is why you'll never hear ones with feedback, because there's nothing to... This is as good as it gets, baby. Look, we're a couple minutes in the intro. I haven't even told you what this episode's about. Because why do you care? That's what we're here for. Freaking Steam has their Nintendo Switch Pro thing? Whoa.
I'm not getting it.
What's that about? And there were other things we talked about. Asmongold's hit MMO, Final Fantasy 14, taking off.
It's popping off.
Yeah, and Blue's falling in his footsteps. He just booted up the game.
We talk about Marvel stuff again with Loki just finishing up.
And we try and stay pretty spoiler-free. And questions and answers and, you know, the whole bit. So, freaking pee-poo-poo-poo, enjoy this episode. Let's get into it. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to GG Over Easy, episode 92. It's your favorite trio on the internet. Bob, Larry, and Mo.
Which one am I? Can I be Larry?
Sure.
Is that the Three Stooges, by the way?
My man, you got that.
I was like, that's like a, oh, that's a really
the majority of
record.
Our audience. In fact, we shouldn't even really know what that is.
I was like, is that, I was like, I listened to that, I was like, I think he's doing a Three Stooges thing here.
Let me make sure I even got the. Oh, it's Mo. Oh.
Yeah, I knew that. I think Mo was the one that gave it away for me.
Wait, there's. What are the names? Hold on, they're giving me all different ones.
Three Stooges names, like what? Like that's all it takes. But I think you're right.
Well, there's six.
Mo Alley Cox, I know, is one of them.
There's Mo, Curly, Larry, Joe. But the three men ones I think are Mo, Curly, and Larry. I think I said Bob or something. Curly. Whatever. Yeah.
But anyway, I knew what you were saying.
I was actually talking to my dad about that last night because.
Cartoons?
No. John Wayne, his assistant at his office, she doesn't know who John Wayne is.
I thought you were going to say John Wayne was your dad's assistant at his office. It's like, wait,
yeah,
what?
You didn't know that?
Isn't John Wayne dead?
And she's like, to be fair, she's like early 40s. So that's my dad was like, what? Like, maybe it's boomer hours for me, you know? And to be fair,
I don't
fair,
think I've
like,
ever seen a John Wayne movie.
Okay, well.
I don't like Westerns. Except for Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. That is the best. That's the best Western out there.
Well,
wait. So you've never seen like The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly?
Nope. Huh. Is that the one where it's always the gif of him and they're all in a circle like that? And they're like that. Yeah, I've only seen that. Like, but
well, my pa loves Westerns. There's one thing on the TV at all times at my grandparents, it's Westerns. I don't know how he doesn't get sick of it. It's incredible. But yeah, he was like, how do you not know who John Wayne is? And so he asked, apparently he was, they just got this new apartment or whatever and like meeting some of their neighbors and they have like 20 something year old daughters. And he was trying to prove a point. He's like, look, this girl's like 21 or something.
Oh God, these poor girls.
she's like, you know who John Wayne is, right? She goes, yeah.
Oh God.
Yeah, like he's like John Wick, right? And yeah, she did not know who John Wayne was. And so my dad's officially realized, like, yep, that's it.
I mean, like, if he asked me, do I know who John, I know who John Wayne is, but I couldn't name you a John Wayne movie.
But see,
I mean?
You at least know who he was and what he did.
He acted in shitty Western movies, yes.
Okay. Well, at the time, they were.
What the hell was that sound? I think I got an Xbox notification sound. I don't know how to turn those off. Yeah, it's like boo-doo-boo.
I now have a Xbox Series X, whatever.
Oh, you got one?
Yeah, thanks to Dado.
Oh yeah,
he caught me one on his sneakerhead thing, you know.
Yeah, go Dado.
However the kids do it, and so I used him for the Xbox, and I guess I'm gonna have to use him for. Look at the segue this early on.
That is a great segue.
Huge segue.
The Steam, the fudge is it called?
It's the Steam Switch.
Yeah, Steam Deck.
Yeah, Steam. Well, it's hard for me because I have a Stream Deck. Like, that's what, like, yeah.
Well, the Steam Deck, the Steam Deck is the Nintendo Switch Pro Elite X Series
XXXL.
Boner. Yeah.
And it's only, like, $400 or $500 bucks, right? Like, what are the...
Well, walk you through. So for those unaware, Valve/Steam, whatever, obviously they don't make games anymore. So they
update CSGO every once in a while. All right.
They unveiled the Steam Deck yesterday out of nowhere. And it is literally the Nintendo Switch, except you can install Windows on it, run things normally. So you could install whatever you want on it. Linux as well, I believe. And obviously every game through Steam. So you have access to millions of games. And obviously, performance wise, Just a little bit.
You think Nintendo is shitting their pants right now? Like they?
Well, that was a joke. It's like Nintendo's like, oh no, with their 80 plus million sales. Like, whatever will we do? And that's just the thing. They've never cared about performance competition.
No, like, you slap like, Mario on it. Slap
well, that
Zelda
was like the
it.
Wii. Everyone's like, who would buy the Wii when you have the 360 and PS3? Like,
we're all like, fucking.
Yeah, and
2 days later,
nice shot. Yeah,
like, yeah.
So they did absolutely fine, and so for them, it's still, you know, brand name, the games they get, all their Nintendo first party, blah blah blah. But now, yeah, you get this Steam Deck. It comes with its own dock as well, which, just like the Switch, you can put it up to a TV. It comes with HDMI, freaking, why can't I think, DisplayPort,
HDMI
USB,
ports?
USB-C, Ethernet, three USB 3.0s, auxiliary out. It might just be like...
So you can I don't get that. When would you ever use that, though? Like, when? Like, why would you use that?
For you, your answer is never.
Yeah.
For a lot of people... That answer is, damn, you know what would be so sick is if I wanted to play this game with my friends, but I really didn't want to sit at my computer desk.
And the thing, too, is for a lot of people now who don't have gaming rigs, but have laptops or were looking to get gaming laptops, yep. Instead of doing that, you just get this.
It's going to be their PC?
Because it's practically like a laptop for what they're going to use it for. You can dock it, and you can take it anywhere.
Steam integrated as well, I guess. So it's like, yeah.
You can do I can play Riot League games? On the go. Well, that's it. Windows 10.
Like,
you can... So it is a PC. It is not just.
Mm-hmm.
It is not just. It has Steam integration, but it is a portable PC. Like
that's
they even,
cool.
Like they specifically said, it has Steam integration, but you can. Like this is still a PC. This is a Windows PC, and you can. Put stuff on it, and
so for some people, this is a $400 fat machine.
This is a fat machine, baby.
But that
it looks pretty thick.
Well, so it comes with all the stuff you'd expect. It has all the buttons and gizmos you'd expect from controllers, as well as on each side, two track pads. It's got two extra shoulder buttons on the back as well. It has R4, R5, R6, R4, R5, R6, R7, whatever. That you could program is analog sticks. It's got the whole thing. And so for $400, you get the Steam Deck and a 64 gigabyte eMMC hard drive. That's probably some company. Whereas you go up to $529 with 256 solid state gigabyte.
Wait, how many gigs does the Switch offer? Like
32. Well, and so, but the thing is, like,
that's hilarious.
Switch is like, well, you can put in micro SDs. So can the Steam Deck on top of its already storage. And not only that, it has USB-C and stuff. So you could straight up just put external hard drives or complete other drives or OS, whatever you want. And then for $600,
like stream or something. Like
$649, the highest model. 500, half a terabyte solid state with premium anti-glare etched glass and other things.
How big is the screen?
That's a good question. Let's see if I can find dimensions.
I like saw, and so like the reservation came out and it was like through Steam or something like that. And I saw it go down, but I really wasn't that like, well, nuanced on this thing. I thought it was kind of just like I didn't really want it.
So,
but like as a portable thing, it seems kind of cool.
So I'm going to be totally honest with you. The only thing holding this thing back is Valve. Because the last time Valve tried to do something, it was the Steam Machine.
That controller thing?
It's a 7-inch 7-inch LCD touchscreen.
Is that bigger than the Switch?
I think so. Let me look.
Also, seven, I will say... It's interesting where Steam and Nintendo have chosen to cut corners because both of these screens have surprisingly low resolution.
The Nintendo Switch is 6.2 inches.
Okay.
The Steam OLED. Deck is 7.
What about the OLED? Hey.
In that one, it will. And yeah, this one's resolution is 1280 by 800.
Yep.
But the thing is, at that size,
I mean, like, you're not really going to tell.
You can tell. Well, I can tell.
It also depends on what you're playing.
I mean, there's a difference between, you can obviously tell when you look at your phone, that thing has massive resolution because it's designed to be your OS. But then you look at your phone and then you look at a Switch or a Steam machine screen, you can see a difference. I'll just leave it at that.
Now, you don't have to be connected to the internet or anything, right, to like play these games, right?
Well, it says right here, Steam Deck is capable of pushing 4K resolution graphics through a connection to an external monitor. So if you dock it, you can get whatever you want. But natively,
cool.
The screen will be 720p.
I didn't think about it. This is like kind of a walkway to somebody who doesn't have like a PC and is looking for like a cheaper alternative to like a gaming laptop, honestly. Like, would you say the top price is $600?
$650, which is cheaper than like any gaming laptop you're going to get.
Seriously. Like, you buy that and buy like your monitor. Then if you bought that, you could go way better on like a monitor or something like that. And like, have like a 4K, like really nice monitor or something.
It's a 60 hertz refresh rate, 60 FPS.
If I plug in a like a monitor that's 144 hertz, can it play at 144 or no? Does it cap at 60?
I'm just reading through things, so I'll let you know if I see that.
It looks cool. I mean, I thought it was just like a Switch, but it offered, I didn't know there was like Windows 11 on it. Like, you can download other game launchers. I thought it was like you turn it on and it's like Steam Big Picture mode. That was my idea.
It's not new either. Like, there's been Alienware has one. Who else has one? Some other company has one. At this point, there's several of these that are just like this Steam Deck. So like mobile PC handheld gaming is not new. They've been around since before the Switch has been around. But I think Steam definitely has the opportunity to break into the PC handheld market. But I also am kind of nervous because Valve doesn't have a great track record of supporting their endeavors.
Pretty notoriously ass, like. Like that controller, right? What was that controller that they had?
Oh, I literally saw it.
Oh, the controller?
Something like that, yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Oh, yeah, it was so ugly. Look, it had like track pads as like the thumbsticks, and it was supposed to be like people's introduction. Yeah. Did you get a piece of pizza?
Quick got me some, yeah. For if it's docked, surprisingly, it can do 4K at 120 hertz. Or
wow.
If you want to, 8K at 60 hertz.
Wow.
Yeah. If it's docked,
that's actually really impressive.
Yeah, it's chugging.
Because then, like, that's, if like people like want to buy a rig is like $2,000 or something like that with graphics cards and all that kind of stuff.
It's got just 16 gigs of RAM. CPU is 4-core, 8-thread at 2.4 to 3.5 gigahertz.
See, and then my question is, it's so cheap, where the fuck did they cut corners? You know what I mean? Like, where is the cheese? You know, there has to be some cheese.
I mean, first off, the screen, like the 720p, not OLED or whatever screen.
Yes, but like at that point, like you said, like I think they've.
I'm sure there's.
Wouldn't even let make big.
I'm sure there's something, and I mean, I'm sure somebody, like, realistically, if you look at these specs and you could compare it, you know, it's not going to blow you away. But
it's a great entry point, like
that. And then if we want to compare it again to the performance of a Nintendo Switch, if that's like what, like, gamer on the go, how does it perform? It would be like you, Rob, going against Muhammad Ali in his prime, you know, in the ring. Like,
I got a chance, you know.
Hey, come on.
Joe Frazier did it. I can.
But see, you would be the crowd favorite, though, which would be the Switch. You know, everyone's like, woo. And you'd get beat up, and everybody's like, still our champ, still our champ. So, like, I don't think Nintendo's threatened at all. I don't think it's just nice for gamers who are looking for something like this are able to get it. And on top of that, you're not limited to Nintendo's library anymore. You now have.
But if you didn't reserve it, like, reserve yours now, that ship has sailed, I think, right?
Oh, yeah. So. It went live when I was
I saw it was a shit show. Like, that is like what I heard. I heard it was like, if you tried to keep buying it, Valve would be like, hey, we've seen you try to buy a lot of stuff. We're going to lock your account for a little bit, trying a few hours. Yeah.
So I wasn't there. So I came back about an hour later, right before we're going to order the podcast. I was like, let me see if I can reserve mine. And at the time, it was like reservations, like servers busy. And I can now reserve it, but it says expected order availability Q2 2022. When the initial product is supposed to be launching December 2021, so in a couple months. Whereas now, I'll have to wait till mid-year next year, essentially. Which is why I'm going to be like, yo, Datto.
Well, I mean, I don't think Datto can get one for retail, you know what I mean? Because it's like, now it looks like it's a Steam integrated type thing.
So I'm going to reserve one. It's like $5. And then we'll see if some miracle comes through. But I don't know. I don't know. We'll see.
I'm not. I mean, I had no desire to get one. But then, like, I can see why there's a market for it for sure. But I guess, like, in a plane would be cool. But, like, I don't know when I would ever really be on the go. Like, play. Like, I don't know what games I would be playing specifically. Like think about how many games are going to work on that thing. Like, I guess you play Destiny. Like, I guess.
Oh my god, Destiny 2 on the go? Oh my god. Yes.
Did you play Final Fantasy on it, Blue?
Oh, jeez. I mean, you probably could, but jeez, I don't want to. But...
Think of the macros.
That would be awful.
That's what I'm, like, trying to think, like, realistically. Like, what, like, really works on it?
Well, for me, like, well, I mean, a lot of AAAs you'll have to, like, you probably have to play it dubbed down settings, for instance. But for me, especially like a lot of the indie games I like to play in my free time or whatever, it's like if I'm not working, I don't want to sit at my desk to do this. And that's just it. Like, okay, well, now I can just lay in bed or lay on the couch, play it, whatever. Another thing too is like, well, I have a save file on here. I don't want to get this game on the Switch or something just to play that and restart, blah, blah, blah. Like Slay the Spire. I was like, I can play Slay the Spire on the go, but then I'm like, I don't really have to redo everything. But now I can just be like, boom, boot up the save file. We're good to go. So I'm definitely interested. And I'm with
Halo
Blue.
Infinite?
Yeah, you could. I mean, you could do that. I don't know how it'll run, but we'll see. But I'm with Blue. It'll just be a matter of how is post-launch support and support for it in general. Like, if it comes out and there's some pretty glaring issues, how are they going to handle it?
Nothing.
I would assume they have to. I don't know. Like,
deal with it for a while until they fix it.
This is already getting way more coverage and eyeballs than any of their other hardware has been. So we'll see.
They kind of just dropped it out of nowhere too. It was like, hey, we have this, and it was like, oh, okay. Yeah.
I mean, it's Valve. They do whatever.
Are you gonna try and, like, Rockstar, get one Blue at all? You're a pretty on the go gamer, right?
I like playing my Switch, you know, and every different possible corner of a home. But, you know, I don't know if I'm gonna. I want to see if Steam supports it first, because, like, this could be actually, like, super sick. But like, I don't know, man. It's what, like, Valve has let me down a lot before, so I'm not sold on it yet. I'm like, I believe in what it could do, but I don't believe in Valve.
This is how they'll get you. Left 4 Dead 3 exclusive to Steam Deck.
Damn, I'm sold.
Damn.
That won't happen. That would,
I'd rather have a Source 2. I'd rather have a Source 2 than, like, out of all the Valve IPs that there are, please update CSGO. Give a Source 2. Please.
See you in 10 years, buddy.
Yeah.
They're not going to mess with Go. Are you kidding me? Go is,
I mean, it's been like 8 years.
Yeah, for Valve, that's like, it's still a baby.
Yeah, that's like, it just came out last year.
How long has Dota been out?
They just pushed that out of the womb.
Dota 2's on Source 2.
Dota 2, that's a good question. A while. Around League of Legends. Right before League of Legends, like a year and a half.
Left 4 Dead would be, Left 4 Dead 3 would be pretty cool, though.
Left 4 Dead's never happening. Left 4 Dead 3 is never happening.
Well, that one game is coming out, right? That Blood game? Blood.
Yeah. Which, to be fair, like, I was never big on Left 4 Dead. It was okay. And then I played Back 4 Blood, and I was like, yeah, like, I just,
Doesn't like, do anything for you killing a bunch of zombies and shit?
Like, if Left 4 Dead 3 came out, it'd just be cool to see Valve making more games, but I don't think... I don't know, that kind of game is never really...
How dare you?
I know, I'm sorry.
How dare you,
forgive Mr. me, Valve.
I feel like when Valve ever makes something, it's always like, ooh, I'm doing this, and we're trying to change the game. We're changing the market up. We're switching it up. You? Like, I always feel like it's how... Like, when they made Half-Life Alyx, it was their attempt at, like... changing like VR's like gaming well, apparently wise, it, and then
it's a really good game.
I mean, Alex,
oh, it's sick. Oh, I mean, sick. Like, I loved it. But I mean, I feel like this is like they're trying to change up the portable PC game, and I don't know if that's gonna happen.
Well, I think that's just probably part of the catch for them too. Now is like they have just this pedigree, and I think they kind of realize too. It's like they're just set up for failure. It's kind of like CDPR with Cyberpunk. Like, there's just this unimaginable like. Okay, well, they haven't done, and then there's all this nostalgia and like, well, they did this great stuff, so like if they make a game, it's gonna blow our minds and be the next like revolutionary, and they're like, bro, we ain't got that, so we're just gonna live off Steam royalties for the rest of our lives, and you know, yeah, it's working out for them. So, but yeah, I think that's part of it. But Steam Deck, pretty cool. I'll get one if I'm able to.
Well, that's sold out. You know what else just sold out? Final Fantasy 14 is experiencing
nice.
The biggest boom. And me, Christian, and I were trying to play it, but it sold out.
Darn,
it sold
yeah.
out. We couldn't get on. We couldn't find
yeah. it. Darn. Can't believe you guys tried.
I mean, I've never heard of the MMO, but then Asmongold played it. And I was like, oh, that's kind of cool.
So there's this. So if you guys didn't know, there's this new MMO. I'm playing it right now because I saw Asmongold.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. And you're a big fan.
Like, wow, this looks like a pretty cool. So I'm just getting started on Final Fantasy 14.
Yeah. Oh, okay. What's your name? Giant Torbalone? You just level 80 already? Yeah.
It's.
Oh, my God. Did you boost, dude? Oh, my. Wow, dude.
No, I'm not gonna boost. I'm gonna go through you know, all the ARREX trials and do the unbinding coil, you know, unsynced minimi level, and we're gonna
I don't even pay attention great. And I know all the drama because I can't get away from it. It's everywhere.
Yeah, ridiculous. I'm kind of happy for you, Blue. It seems like the Final Fantasy community is experiencing like a really big boom in like player base right now, right?
It's like a perfect storm of like three things, right? So one, yeah, Asmongold
you,
is playing it.
You play it.
And, oh yeah, me and Asmongold. You
and
know, it,
yeah.
We're playing it, so like people are naturally gonna flock to it, of course. Yeah, Asmongold playing it at a very good time. He's playing it at the perfect time because the second
he's playing it through Heavenly Sword.
Because Endwalkers is coming out soon, right?
The second reason is because the game's hype right now is very high because of Endwalker. People are coming back to the game who had taken a break to play the new raid tier. People are, you know, there's promo for Endwalker now, so people are seeing a lot of Final Fantasy ads. And just in general, a lot of people are like, dude, Endwalker's coming out, word of mouth. All the Final Fantasy heads are like, play the game, Endwalker's coming soon. So that's a huge boom. And then finally... the last reason why it's doing so good is because WoW's Chains of Domination patch. A lot of people were very not happy with it.
Is this retail WoW or classic WoW?
Retail WoW.
Okay.
Chains of Domination, right? Is that what it's called?
I have no
I know it. 9.1. I know what you're talking about.
9.1, basically. A lot of people are very not happy with 9.1. And
no, I just know it for some reason. I don't know.
With the story, and then just in general, WoW retail has been like slowly losing people anyway. And then 9.1, a lot of people, well, the raid designs in WoW are always really good. A lot of people are like, damn, like this story kind of shit, bruv. I don't want to, I hate it here. Asmund's going to Final Fantasy 14? Yo, Asmund likes what? It.
We're
Yo,
going to, baby. Well, and, that's what everyone is like, man, Final Fantasy is like WoW's biggest threat and they're killer. It's like, no, WoW's biggest killer is itself.
WoW's biggest killer is WoW.
Yeah.
Blizzard and Activision.
So I think this is good. Obviously, Final Fantasy isn't like suddenly overnight going to dethrone WoW, nor, especially in America, that's never going to happen. But it's good to see that there's a little bit of pressure on WoW because for the longest time, WoW has just been like it.
Yeah, that's like if you want to play an MMO, you play WoW.
So there's been no competition for WoW. So seeing the influx of people with Final Fantasy is good competition. We like to see it.
It breeds diversity and
breeds diversity, breeds bettering. And we know how it needs to get bettered right now.
I was watching an Asmus stream for a little bit, Blue, and I can see why you like Final Fantasy so much. He was in his Gamba part of the world, and he was doing like these little scratch off tickets, and it's like if you get a 6, that's like the jackpot. But if there's like a
bonus.
Yeah, it was 6. So like there's like 9 little things, and then you scratch off a number. So let's say I do like top diagonal 1. So and then the row I want to pick has to like equal whatever the number jackpot is. So say 6 is the lowest. I want to make sure mine has 1, 2, and 3 in it.
It's really so just like just scratch tickets.
Oh, it's the best.
Yeah. So
I was like watching Rob for like 40 minutes.
Video game, I sleep. Video game with gambling, I wake. CS:GO skins and
Gold Saucer's not gambling. Gold Saucer is.
Yeah. What is it?
It's basically just a lot of mini games you can play for.
Yeah, he did like
it's like a casino, but.
It looks like a casino.
You're not gambling things. You are essentially gambling how much you get from these games. So it's not gambling. It's more like gambling on what you get. So there's no, you don't invest anything. You just get.
You invest your time.
Yeah, that's true. You are gambling your time to see how.
There's always an opportunity cost.
So Gold Saucer. And this is the advantage of Final Fantasy, which is why it's doing so good with Asmon, is Gold Saucer is being updated often. Gold Saucer gets new rewards in it. Gold Saucer, in addition to the old rewards back from 2.0. People are always in the Gold Saucer. But my FC, CBT, literally always in the Gold Saucer, fucking around playing minigames. When there's nothing else to do because the Gold Saucer is tight. And this extends to the advantage I was just talking about. Why Asmon is having such a good time is because even content from way, way back 8 years ago is still relevant to the game today. Like you can play that old stuff and you still get cool things that.
Imagine. That's crazy.
That. Do things for you like that. He got his mounts. Obviously, his gear doesn't really matter. You could transmog it, which is very cool for free. And then, he loves mounts. And
Final Fantasy. I hope he does the mount offs and transmogs off like that he does in WoW, and I hope he brings those to Final Fantasy. That'd be cool to see. That's possible.
I know
if there's such a thing like that.
I know he was talking about how excited he was for transmog contests.
Nice.
And Final Fantasy's transmog system is incredible, so those are going to be very cool.
Can you get in it, Blue? Get in the transmog.
I was like, if there's a Dark Knight transmog, I'll join up for that because my Dark Knight glams are pretty hot.
How many characters do you have?
I have 2, but I don't, like my main is everything's at 80.
Okay. Oh, so you can play every class. That's right. I forgot that about Final Fantasy. It's like you can switch to a class like as well. Like when you make a character, it's not like a rogue. Like when you like you can
just... Yeah, so yeah, you can your character is just universally a character. It's your jobs that you level to 80.
That's cool. It's almost like RuneScape in that sort of sense.
Yeah, so there's just a lot going for the game for like when someone starts Final Fantasy, you have a daunting amount of things to do. If you've never played an MMO, it's daunting.
Yeah, that's why I think data
just play the MSQ and you'll be okay, and then you can go back to all that stuff later.
I just remember Datto's title when he was playing it was I just need to get 150 hours and then it's fun. Like
yeah, then it gets cool or whatever. And then it starts. So like,
depending like with someone like Asmon, right, who is like I'm going to play and then I'm going to do everything on the way, but he knows what to do. Like he's an MMO
An MMO head, like
he knows what to look for, he knows what he where like okay I'm gonna do the raids, okay where's the other end game stuff that would have been relevant at level 50. He knows where to look, whereas someone who's new is like guys, what are these glamour prisms? Guys, I just unlocked like 8 different quests at the same time at Divinish MSQ. What do I do? So a little different for him. A little bit of a different experience for him. But for him, for someone like him who has never played FF but knows MMOs, he's having a grand old good time.
And the numbers he's pulling, dude, is crazy. Like when he like his first day on Final Fantasy had like 200k.
And all the people he got banned was pretty funny.
He's pulling
funny.
Bigger numbers than when he goes to WoW, he actually loses viewer count.
Not as That's big as our boy Tommy and Nick,
right but... now.
Pardon your regular scheduled podcast listening for this short ad break.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
I remember seeing some tweet. Somebody's like, man, TBC, like, Arena's already dying, man. Like, I can't find games. I'm like, shocker, dude. Couldn't have seen that one.
That's what I don't get about, like, classic WoW. Like, at what point? That's why I kept saying to Shark when I was sitting here. I was like, he's like, yeah, retail just sucks. Like, and all that kind of stuff. Like, it just got really bad after Wrath. And I'm like, Shark, what happens in classic then? Like, what, like, it's just going to get bad. Like, you know, like, why are you doing this? He's like, because I just want to do it. And I was like, all right. Like,
I respect it. There was actually an MMO that released just last week called Crowfall. And I'd heard about it and looked at it. And I was like, oh, that's kind of interesting. And it's more PvP oriented. So I was like, oh, well, I do like PvP. And day one, numbers came out. And I think its peak was 3,200 concurrent players.
Really?
And that equaled like 0.6% of registered players that had like pre-registered or played a beta or something. And that was their launch day.
Is that the game that you were playing when you and your like chat were attacking a bear or something like that? And you were, it was like a massive multiplayer game, and there were like deers running around, and then there was like a bear would be like a mob. And I feel like I watched you play it.
Wait, me?
Yeah, you.
I've never played Crowfall.
Is that what it is?
No.
Is that the game I'm thinking of?
I don't think so.
I don't know. I was watching somebody play some MMO. I thought it was you.
Yeah, what are you? Oh, are you thinking of Ashes of Creation? That was recent.
Oh, maybe.
I haven't streamed any MMO, so I think you're getting me confused.
Oh, okay.
Probably someone equally as handsome, but white and generic looking.
Yeah, maybe.
That happens.
Yeah, I'm happy for you, Blue. You're having the boom that you've always wanted.
It's very poggers. I mean,
it was
happy.
Already popular.
It was already super popular. But like now, like I'll go to
the mainstream
Reddit. Like now I'll go to the Final Fantasy Reddit and I'll just see like Omega updates. And I'm just kind of like, part of me is like, damn, look how far we've come. And the other part of me is like,
man, I was here before it was cool, man.
Yeah. Well, not really, because Shadowbringers already brought it more mainstream than it was. And then Endwalker is just going to be like even bigger. So
well, see, it's nice that it keeps improving.
Well, Square Enix like genuinely cares about the game. Like, I feel like they actually have developers that care. Like, I think it was, I think Sammy or someone had retweeted on my timeline, but like, it was like the director of it was like talking about it, and he like started crying and was like, love, like just loves and the player base and the community and stuff like that. And he comes out in cosplays and stuff too.
Yoshi P loves the game. He is the reason the game.
What's his name?
Even Yoshi P, the legend Yoshi P. He's the only reason this game is still around, because he's the one who turned it all around. And yeah, thanks, he loves the game. He plays it. He's actually.
Have you ever seen him?
You could see some footage of Yoshi P playing. The crazy thing about Yoshi P, right, is, and the great thing is that he actually plays this game, and he doesn't just play this game. He's actually fucking cracked at it. For those who know what I'm saying, if you didn't know this already, Yoshi P is an orange parsing black mage in Savages. Black mage is the hardest job.
I feel like my dad game. Right now. You say what?
Yoshi P is an orange parsing black mage. So it makes me really happy that our director not only plays the game, but like generally knows. Like, he's actually very good at it. So
his Reaper cosplay is badass.
And the Reaper cosplay was sick. He always does cosplays whenever the new expansion come out. He did Sam, Shadowbringers. He did Gunbreaker, and then he's doing.
Meanwhile, BlizzCon, you guys don't have phones? Like,
you guys don't have phones, dude?
Well, that reminds me. I guess I never looked into or what it might be now, but like at a point, Riot Games, when they were hiring, I forget, like depending on your position, like you would have to show that you're at least like diamond in the game. Like, you have to play it and be good at it and understand the game. It wasn't just like, hey, Joe Schmo, who's hard stuck iron.
So you could never get in.
I wouldn't be hired. I'd probably have the one trick. But.
And it says here you're silver?
Gold. Thank you. Okay, give me a little more.
Hey, it's gold. It's gold.
Gold. They'll put me with the 80% Norbies, okay? But yeah, I wouldn't be hired. But I also think, I mean, I don't remember. I heard that a while ago. I'm sure it's different now. And on top of that, I think it has to, like, if you're an artist, does it matter what rank you are in League? I don't think so. But like, if you want to be a gameplay designer, you should probably understand the game in a very nuanced way, you know? Like, I know, like, the shoutcasters, for instance, they're all like diamond and stuff. Rightfully so, because
I'm
making
it right. I mean, you would hear mine, and you would think I'm diamond, right?
But it's interesting because, like, well, actually, you see some of that in like NFL. Most of them are ex pros, and
some of them
why,
are just trash, well, like yeah. Booger.
But that's why everybody loves like Tony Romo, because he came out of the scene and he has all this knowledge, and it's you'll like as a viewer, you're almost watching an entirely different game the way he's able to explain it. So it definitely
helps.
Yeah,
and like Joe Buck is ass.
I remember Boogie, man. What does he do? Monday night?
No, he's like off the thing now. He was on Monday night, and it
was
like him, Jason
Witten. Last season, whatever. I was like,
no, they took him off last season too. I think. I don't know. I don't remember.
It was either that or two.
I didn't watch Monday Night Football. I don't think he was on last year though.
There was one specific game where I had to look it up because it was so bad. And normally I don't bother, or it's like, oh, that was. It was just so atrocious. I'm like, who is this person?
Well, Booger would be like, the most important thing for the quarterback is not to get tackled too quickly. It's like, no shit, Booger. Like, yeah, thank you. Yeah.
Third down here. Key is for them. They're going to really want to try and get past, get a first down here. That's
and you got
probably
Joe Buck who's like, and he catches it. Wow. What a play. Wow. Thanks, Joe Buck. Way to add to that. I like Troy Aikman, though. Troy Aikman's okay.
But yeah, a boom of MMOs, because you had that, and then most recently, aside from that Crowfall MMO releasing, there was the Ashes of Creation open, or well, closed beta, but the first one, non-NDA, I believe. A lot of people played that. I've heard some mixed reviews that, like, they know it's closed beta, and it seems like there's promise there, but what there is right now isn't enough. But again, you know, what they're seeing, it could be a really small slice of the games. Who knows where it goes? But I know a lot of people are excited for that. Not only that, 2 weeks from now, New World releases, and it's closed beta, whatever.
New World.
I think,
is that it?
Yeah.
Is that what I'm thinking of?
But I haven't played that either. But that might be it. Ashes of Creation was closed alpha. My apologies. It's not beta phase at all. But New World comes out in 2 weeks. I think there's another one coming up pretty soon. And then Ark Knight or whatever the fudge. Lost Ark is coming from Korea or whatever.
I think like the neighbors next door are doing protocol like road work one or day. Something.
Oh, yeah. Is that the one that was named like Project Barbecue or whatever?
No.
What
no,
is
no,
that
no.
one? Is that completely Project different? Project Barbecue is totally different. Oh, okay.
What about Project DNO?
These Nuts Online is coming out.
That one's, yeah, that one's actually coming in hot. Big and juicy. Watch out for it. So, yeah,
but Frame of Rose, maybe. Are you ever going to reach the level of passion for your game as Soken literally battling cancer while making songs for the game and Yoshi P crying on stage that. Because he didn't want to lose his best friend? That's are you ever going to reach that level of passion? I don't think so. That's why you should play. Well, Final Fantasy 14, the critically acclaimed game that you can play for free through Heaven's Sword.
Hey, now that Azure's is playing it, I've been thinking about giving it a try.
Give it a shot.
That reminded me, though.
Also, come visit me, AFK and Lemsa Fanfrit. I'm always there.
Rob, like, mentioned it. And to be fair, like, I say this a lot and stuff, too. And just recently, I get, like, a better understanding of it. But, like, you know, like, Square Enix seems like they care. I don't think people working on WoW don't care. In fact, I would probably tell you 90% of the developers love that game. But what we see is essentially it all comes down to who's at the top making the decisions. Because I can guarantee, like, the artists in that game, the people, they probably want to make the game as good as they want to, too. But at the end of the day, it all comes from, you know, up at the...
Yeah.
So... I know most people working on all the games, like, you know, people always poop on Destiny and stuff too. And we had posts where like all the Bungie employees, like, we love this game. We put everything into it. And I think that goes for most games. It's just stuff like that. Yeah. Like, especially Blizzard. That's what everyone's thinking. I mean, we know like Blizzard doesn't have any of its heads, biggest people at the head of the company that they used to when Blizzard was considered to be at its peak. And so it could be a struggle of management. That was a big issue with 343 and Halo, was all the people at the top. And so I think that's usually where it comes down to. But the individual developers, especially like I watch some documentaries and stuff, and they're like, no matter their part in it, they're doing their best. It's just. Yeah. So some people care. But like in that case, like of Square Enix and Final Fantasy, you have the perfect guys. And to be fair, it's also because the people with the power gave them that opportunity. That's part of it too. Is sometimes people fail to see who they should be leading the charge into, and Square Enix has the perfect people. That was just my aside on that.
Yeah. Is there anything else to talk about this week?
Black Widow came out.
Oh yeah, I remember. Did you see it, Blue?
I did see it.
I saw it too.
We can be non-spoilery, I guess, which is strange because that technically,
was a movie.
Yeah, canonically or whatever, it's like, what could we spoil?
That was a movie, is what I'll say.
Spoilers: Black Widow dies in the movie. That's crazy. Because then later, but wait, she's alive. Like, see, you go in the movie and you're like,
yeah,
well,
she dies like in Infinity. Like, yeah, she, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and then she. She has to run back to her corpse. Like, wow, it was crazy.
If this like, was it was like 4 years ago, I would have been. It would have been better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they said it was between Civil War and Infinity War, and it's like, okay, well, why didn't you release this movie between Civil War?
Because it takes place during that, right?
Oh, yeah. Funnily enough. Well, no, I don't think that is. Funnily enough, that's what I was complaining about. So Claire looked it up. It's like, why did it take so long? Like, why didn't we get this? And apparently, I don't want to try and say the specifics because I'm sure I got it all messed up. But the gist of it is they tried to get it out around then, like 5-6 years ago, whatever. And essentially, the executive in charge of either the Marvel or Disney branch of a certain thing, he was just straight up like, women, like a female lead won't sell. We're not going to make it. And he kept pushing off the idea. And so they didn't get to reprise the idea until it changed heads or like company hands. And then they brought it back up. And we're like, hey, we want to do this movie. And then they finally gave it a chance. But so essentially there was this one guy shutting it down for years.
Shit, dude.
If it came out like after Civil War, it would have made way more sense. It would have like I think been way cooler because then it would have it would have had a sense of like worry, like oh my gosh, is Black Widow gonna get out of this type of thing, you know?
Kind or
of
like how does this impact? But we know exactly where it goes, you know.
Yeah, it's just kind of like a side manga anime movie, is the way. Yeah, I like a filler. Yeah, that's how I really saw it.
It felt like a filler episode. I honestly felt like the movie existed just to introduce
characters.
Spoilers. Yeah, just to
introduce her sister characters. Or whatever. Yeah.
Her sister specifically.
Yelena or whatever. Yelena.
It's better than like Iron Man 2. Like, it's better than those movies, I think.
It was a solid movie. It was just one of the, like, and I think it's a self-fulfilling prophecy because that guy's going to be like, this won't sell very well. And then it comes out after the pandemic, and then when it makes the least amount of sense to have the movie, and then it probably won't perform as well as another movie. And it'll be like, see, but you didn't give it a fair shot. And I still think it's doing pretty well. But I think that's what I told Claire, too, is like, they made the movie so they can just, you know, now have blonde-haired Black Widow.
It's not a bad movie, but it's I would still say if you enjoy Marvel movies, you should watch it.
Yeah, for sure.
But
for sure.
I don't think it's going to blow you away.
You know what did blow me away?
Your farts.
Loki.
Loki.
Holy shit, Loki was so good.
Definitely my favorite Disney Plus show so far. Of the Marvel universe.
More than Mando.
No, of the Disney Plus shows, Marvel,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I was like,
I still think Mando, like you know what I mean. In the Marvel universe.
Mando's still top billing right now, but Loki is probably my favorite. I think so too. I think Loki is my favorite Marvel show so far.
Are we gonna talk spoilers here or no spoilers?
What do you think, podcast? We're 46 minutes in.
Well, we can't go too deep because we'll go for a long time if we talk spoilers. So we'll keep this as spoilerish.
Yeah, we don't have to spoil specific things. I'll say, one, what I liked most is it felt like the most, like, it genuinely felt like an extension of the universe. Like, yes. I could have seen this being a movie. And I think it was good that it wasn't because they were able to flesh out some of the stuff a little bit more.
Way more, yeah.
And I don't think it's spoilers because we kind of assumed, but how this is going to directly lead into now the cinematic universe too will be really cool. I want to see how they tie that all in. But that's just it. It's like a perfect extension. And like it literally, like watching it, it just felt like I was watching segments of a movie. It was done so well.
I like the second half of Loki was like the last three episodes.
Blew me away, kind of.
Just like, yeah, I was like holy
the scale
shit.
The music production was so good.
The music and Loki. Yeah, oh my god.
I love that little instrument now.
This is probably the best OST I think of any Marvel. No, not even like hyperbole. I think that was the best OST of any Marvel.
My only complaint with the other, what was the other series? The WandaVision. My only complaint was like I felt like it wasn't impacting the cinematic universe as much as like just a little. Like not, I'm not saying it's like the having the Scarlet Witch and all that is a big kind of thing. It didn't happen till like the very end, but I felt like in this one is setting up the entire kind of series.
I think each one has its own goal, right? So like WandaVision was like really going over a really important story for Scarlet Witch. How Scarlet Witch becomes Scarlet Witch, and the intention wasn't to world build. The intention was to get more out of Scarlet Witch, which we hadn't gotten enough of.
Character build.
Yeah, like I think that's one thing is it's not fair to assume and want every show to be that way. Like the purpose of a show like that, or even Captain America: Winter Soldier, even though it set up some for the cinematic universe, a lot of it was to serve the purpose of building up these characters more than we've seen and set it up for future stuff. Like
and Captain America and I'm not even saying Falcon. I'm just saying Captain America and Winter Soldier, right? That was like a good blend of both. Like you had a little world building of like what's happening around the world. Like this is where the world is after the snap. And then you also have character building for Captain America and Bucky, who at this point, Bucky has just been like a walking zombie. We don't get a whole lot on Bucky.
That's so what I was saying. We talked about that.
Revelation.
Yeah, I was like, why do I care about Bucky? And after that show, I was like,
yeah,
I care about Bucky care a lot more now. Yeah.
I care about Bucky. I want to give Bucky a hug.
And I think
when you find out like what happens at the end, I think it was pretty fulfilling. I feel like it leaves you with answers, but also questions as well, which is like awesome. I think that's how an ending should be. Exactly.
Claire was very upset.
Oh, was she?
Well, she hates when characters make rash decisions or whatever. And when it's like, you know, just use your brain for a second. And so she was very upset.
Yeah.
She gets that way. So she was like, she just wrote that character off. She's like, I don't even care what they do with that person now.
Really? She just can't stand them because this is like all happening. Yeah.
And I kept that as spoiler free as possible. But I would definitely recommend it. It took a really cool twist. I don't know any of the manga side. I know a lot of people have said they did a good job of circumventing expectations. The manga, sorry, comic. Yeah, I'm so used to saying manga.
So
wait, what? There's a manga in this?
Comic, like, whatever, man.
Wait, what?
So Lucky does an incredible job of. So I'm a manga reader. I'm a huge manga reader. This show does an exceptional job of respecting the comics while still. Like, I genuinely didn't know where we were going to go. And usually I like have an idea with the shows, like, oh, okay, like I can see where we're going. Like, obviously, you know, this has a little bit of lore to it. But like with Loki, like that was like, okay, I generally have no idea where this show's gonna take me at this point. And that is rare for me with Marvel. So I was like very surprised, pleasantly surprised, and it was very sick. And God, it's almost when I started Loki, it was kind of scary thinking about the world they're trying to build. I was like, this world just feels gigantic now. It just feels like almost daunting how much of the world they're going to build. And then by the end of the show, they had slowly been like, yo, it's not that crazy, but it's also pretty crazy. But like this is also get ready for the multiverse, Lamau. Yeah.
Doctor Strange is pissed.
Yeah, I do have a lot of... Like, that's one thing, though, is, like, it answered some questions, but it definitely created a lot more, as well as a lot of logistical questions that I'm curious to see how they tackle. Because of that spoiling, it's like, how is this character going to fit back in and make sense to where we had seen them? It's very similar to, like, Black Widow. Like, watching the series, we know, or at least we think we know the Loki we see in the movies. That, like, you know, got snapped his neck by Thanos and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So I'm curious to see how if they're even going to mention that, because that was just one question I had at the end of it. Like, well, how did he?
Is Loki back in the center? Like, is he back in the cinematic universe? Is that what you're
asking? Yeah, I think a lot of it just has to do questions like purging. They roughly kind of explain how that happens. So I don't know. There's just some logistical questions. I'll see how they answer. But
well, and they had like an after credit scene where they you know,
season two.
Okay, I don't know if that was a spoiler, but yeah,
I don't think it'll be season. Wait, what scene are you talking about?
There's an after credit scene in Loki where like it stamps a thing and it says we'll return in season two. You didn't see that?
Oh no, I didn't.
Yeah. Nice job, Mr. Fruit. Yeah. Mr. Wait. Fruit, you didn't watch the post credit?
Yeah,
scene?
We tried.
We tried. And it was very quick.
Yeah,
it just went to like the little corner thing.
It was legit
like
2 seconds.
Yeah, it was like pull up a piece of paper and like stamp.
Mr. Fruit.
Well, then that
you missed a post credit scene.
Yeah, so there is a season two guaranteed.
Well, so then what part is going to actually be the cinematic universe?
You got to think it's like squeezed in between like Doctor Strange and my theory is like it's squeezed in between like. I think it's like gonna be between like Ant-Man and Wasp, or like right before then, because I think Ant-Man and Wasp comes out like February 2023. So I think Loki's gonna be like December 2022 is gonna be like my guess.
So that I figured this was setting up like the next big arc in the whole universe, but I guess it is. But it seems like it's gonna be more contained. It's not gonna be like an Infinity War level. It's going to be just a much shorter. Well, if they're doing a season two, then it must be like kind of a movie here or two, and then the next season of the show.
Well, what is the movies? It's Doctor Strange, and then what's after Doctor Strange?
Eternals or something. Well, you have Shang-Chi and the Rings.
Yeah,
Shang-Chi. Whatever.
Yeah, and then Doctor Strange, I think.
Eternals.
Spider-Man. Doesn't Spider-Man come out after
Thor: Love and Thunder? I don't know the order.
But I think like the Doctor Strange one and the Spider-Man ones and Ant-Man and Wasp are specifically going to introduce like
that would make sense about the multiverse stuff.
And then like especially the other movies.
The Spider-Mans.
Yeah, and then like the other movies are kind of just like off kind of doing their own little things that like before Thanos was kind of introduced. Like I think Thor, Jesus Christ, Love and Thunder is going to be like that. Maybe like Guardians, because Guardians doesn't come out till 2024, I think.
Well, that's what I'm interested in. Thor: Love and Thunder, they're just gonna have Guardians for the first like couple seconds, and then be like, and then they parted ways, and then we'll hear from Guardians in a couple years. Because I mean, the way they ended it was, it seemed like they were gonna be traveling together, but from what I guess assumptions doesn't seem like Thor: Love and Thunder is gonna have them both.
Dang, listen how sad this was. It's pre-pandemic, okay? So, like, pandemic doesn't happen. We're all chilling. We would have had Eternals November 6, 2020. That would have already come out. Shang-Chi would have already come out February 12, 2021. Multiverse would have came out last or 2 months ago, May 7, 2021. And then Loki. They actually had Loki coming... Okay, before Doctor Strange. Okay.
Okay, and I was going to say, like.
Yeah, and then What If comes out summer 2021. I think that's still kind of normal. The What If series looks really cool.
But that's also completely.
Like, yeah.
Like, that's not canon or whatever.
But I think that's also to kind of get people to understand the multiverse and kind of, oh, I already kind of saw what it looked like to see, I don't know, whatever their What If series are going to be, and kind of understand that, like, when, oh, I see another Iron Man, that's a different multiverse Iron Man or something like that. And then Hawkeye is on Disney Plus. I guess that's the next Disney Plus.
I guess I won't spoil that.
What?
Black Widow did set up. There was an after credit scene that helped set up the Hawkeye series.
Oh, it did? I didn't see that.
You didn't see it part. And it was a lot more than two frames.
What is wrong with you people?
I was just like, oh, that was a movie. Like, I just got up and I was like,
you people don't watch post credits.
I literally sat through the whole thing.
What could the post credit possibly be if I've already seen Black Widow like as possible and done?
Make fun of them in the comments. Make fun of them in the comments.
I was literally getting Claire to look for post credits.
Make fun of them in the chat and make fun of them in the comments. Make fun of them right now. How do you watch Marvel movies and you not look? How? What is wrong with you two? I'm disappointed.
You're literally complaining about me missing like two frames when I watched the whole thing.
I'm disappointed in both of you. You wait through that after what a show Loki was. You wait for that shit. And Rob, how dare you?
Yes,
how dare you miss a post-credit scene? You're both posers. You're a bunch of posers.
I think I was trying to watch the NBA Finals or something. I forget what was happening.
Well, I saw it in theaters.
Pathetic.
Yeah, see, I did the Disney Plus route.
Pathetic!
What did you do, Blue? Did you see it in theaters or Disney Plus?
No, he was busy playing Asmongold's MMO. Okay.
I was busy playing a great MMO while also catching post-credit scenes because that's what I do.
So Shang-Chi comes out September 3rd, and then Eternals comes out November 5th. I didn't know it came out that soon. And then the Hawkeye series, late 2021. Miss Marvel, late 2021. And then Spider-Man 3, No Way Home is December 17th, 2021. And then the Doctor Strange Multiverse Madness, which I think this movie like set up. I think these two movies, like, we won't see like anything from Loki until those two movies. And then Thor: Love and Thunder, May 6th, Black Panther, July 8th, and then the Marvels. And then like Ant-Man, Wasp, Quantumania, February 7th, 2023. I think right before then is when they squeeze in Loki season 2. Cuz I think that's when they introduce like the baddie, or after that. Somewhere around there.
It'd be interesting to see what they do, though.
Yeah, watch it though. If you're a Marvel fan, if you're a Marvel fan, you already saw it. You know, come on.
You can host the best backyard barbecue
when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Ever tried to break a bad habit and felt like you're climbing Everest in flip-flops? Yeah, we've all been there too. But here's a breath of fresh air. Fume. It's not about giving up, it's about switching it up. Fume takes your bad habit and simply makes it better, healthier, and a whole lot more enjoyable. Fume is an innovative, award-winning, flavored air device that does that. Instead of vapor, Fume uses flavored air. Instead of electronics, Fume is completely natural. And instead of harmful chemicals, Fume uses delicious flavors. I love how this thing looks. It's beautiful and real wood. The shape of it is so cool, and I look cool using it. So if you want to be like me and break your bad habit, start the year off right with the good habit by trying fume.com/GG and getting the journey pack today. Fume is giving listeners of the show 10% off whenever they use the code GG to help make starting the good habit that much easier. So make sure you guys check it out in the description. Try fume.com/GG. Do you guys want to move on to Patreon questions, or is there anything else you want to do? All right. Thank you to our stands. We actually have a new GG over easy legend.
Holly Connick.
I think that's, they have like a Sableye as their picture, I believe. They're in the chat right now. Woo, woo, woo.
That is Gardevoir.
Oh, it's a Gardevoir? Oh, okay. I thought it was a Sableye.
Oh, yeah. What? Thought that was a Sableye?
Hey, I'm not a Pokemon guy, all right? Gen 3. Wait. Up to Gen 3.
Okay, hold up. Confirm or deny, it's Halcyonic, right?
I don't know. Oh, yep. Maybe in the sub chat. Yep. Okay. Halcyonic. Yep. How do you say it, Blue?
Halcyonic.
Halcyonic. Nice. Farnelli asks, thoughts on the McDonald's crispy chicken sandwich? Definitely the lowest of the chicken sandwiches.
Mid. It's pretty mid.
You know who has a great one? Burger King. The McChicken King or whatever? The McKing or whatever that is? That thing is the good. McKing. Yeah. Oh, but have you tried it, Blue?
No, but I have
to. Do me a favor. Do me a favor. Next time you go to McDonald's, you're DoorDashing, and you like Burger King? You're okay on it? Like, it's...
Burger King's pretty bad, but, I mean, I'll give it a try.
It's not... It's good. I genuinely like it. It's okay. Great.
Okay, hold up. Real quick. We could do this real quick. What's the top tier... What's the best chicken sandwich for all of you right now?
Dare I say, it might be the McKing right now.
I haven't tried any of these new, like, the only chicken sandwich I've ever had is still Chick-fil-A.
What?
I haven't tried it.
I haven't tried
You haven't tried Popeyes? You haven't tried...
Whenever I did, I don't think, I don't have a Popeyes. I don't think my, like, town has a Popeyes. I swear to God.
I'm going to get a hernia. So you're talking about chicken sandwiches.
He's going to get hemorrhoids, dude. Watch out.
I'm going to get a hemorrhoid. You're talking about chicken sandwich. You haven't even had the Popeyes chicken sandwich.
No, I haven't.
Man, what the fuck?
I don't have one up here, cuz. Like, what do you want from me? You want to say you're gonna go to Popeyes and send me one? That's what you're gonna say. Cause I'll try it.
Might be a little soggy,
but try the McChicken King. It's good. The McKing.
Okay. All right. I'm fine. The Popeyes chicken sandwich looking.
Literally, the only chicken sandwich I've ever had is like Chick-fil-A still. So I can't.
There's also a local chicken sandwich place here. That's like only a local place, and it's really good. Like it's like super good. I don't know if you've ever had it, Christian. Crystal asks, out of all the amusement parks you've been to, which one is your all-time favorite? Universal Studios in Florida. Like Harry Potter World, Simpsons, like I think Universal's so much more fun than any like of the Disneyland park. But I just like the Universal IPs a little bit more, I think. Like going on the train to Harry Potter World is really cool. Like going and shooting stuff in Men in Black is sick. Simpsons World is awesome. There's not as many people because they're all at Disney fucking World waiting in line.
I haven't been to many. I guess as a kid, when we were in Georgia, usually like once a summer with my family, we'd go to, I think it was like Wet and Wild or something. Wet and Wild Adventures. I don't remember. Somewhere in Georgia, I believe. Or it was like super North Florida. I don't know. That was fun. That was the one I've been to the most. Otherwise, I've been to like, what do we have here in Denver? What the fudge is that one called?
Waterworld?
No. Like the normal, not water one.
Oh, Six Eliches?
Flags. Six Flags. Yeah. Eliches there.
But ours is ass. That. Ass. Like,
that's what I'm saying. I don't know.
Yeah.
I did go to the one in Ohio or whatever that has like the fastest, tallest.
Okay, but then why is that not
your roller coaster? I mean, I only went there once and it was okay. I mean, I didn't ride that thing. And I was like, it was just.
Doesn't it launch you and it goes like up and then like you go down?
I definitely kind of peed my pants a little bit, but.
A little pants pissy?
No.
What about you, Blue? Astro World?
Astro. probably still Six Flags, Fiesta, Texas. Still my favorite. Great place. But if I had to choose not local, probably Epcot. Epcot
was Epcot's a good choice too.
Epcot was really
Epcot's
dope.
A lot
Disney,
of fun.
This is way better than Disney World, I will say. Epcot way better than Disney World. I hate Epcot. Disney World. Yeah, hate Disney World.
Kyrani asks, what kind of exercise would you recommend for someone who's just trying to stay fit? Not necessarily to gain muscle or lose weight, just trying to be healthy. I'd say just go on walks then.
Cardio.
Like go on like, just find a 30 minutes to go on a walk. Get these
nuts in your mouth.
The best, if you're going to try and improve anything, the best thing you can do is increase your heart health. Start there. And that's cardio.
Yeah, I would just say walking. And then like, as soon as you like feel like, oh, I'm good enough for walking, then maybe a light jog.
You know wind sprints.
Stuff like that. Yeah. And it doesn't even, just make it a mile. Like it doesn't have to necessarily be 30 minutes, whatever a mile is. Like
you know, a little pregame cocaine.
Yeah. There you go. Cocaine for Blue.
Everyone's pre-workout is a little different. That's fine.
Sharkboy97 says, Summer been going FDA pretty approved. Hard in Valheim lately, and I've been enjoying it a ton. Are there any plans of the game getting back into it? I don't know if Mr. Fruit says, hey, does anyone want to play Valheim? Then I'll say, yeah. That's kind of how it works with me.
Well, and the problem, too, with the series was I lost, like, the last two episodes we'd filmed.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, when my computer borked. Because that was, like, right after we recorded with, like, Robbie and Corey. So, I kind of lost that. And then on top of that, by that time, once I got my computer back, everyone was off the Valheim train.
I'm sure, I'm sure a big update will come to that game and everybody will come back.
We had fun with it. It was a really fun game.
Albul asks, frozen yogurt, ice cream, or frozen custard? Also, Blue, my FC mates and I just knocked out Ooh Woo and you, Cobb, wish us luck.
Oh, wait, ice cream. Just knocked it out or you're going to knock it out?
It says, also, Blue, my mates and I just unlocked Ooh Woo and you, Cobb, wish us luck.
Oh, good luck.
What's
good old Ooh Woo?
So there's three ultimate raids in Final Fantasy. These are the hardest. This is the hardest content in the game, right? You have Ukab and Uwu, which are level 70s.
Then you got
sounds like Digimon.
They're a little older, so they're a little easier to do, just because DPS checks are not existent for them. You're gonna do great. Trust. Uwu's pretty easy. Ukab's hard, but Ukab's not that bad. Then you have T, which is the level 80 ultimate, which a lot of people would say is the hardest raid in the game. Good luck with Ooh and Ukab, and then hopefully you guys can get a couple ultimate clears before Endwalker. That'd be super sick to go into Endwalker with shiny weapons. That'd be sick. Okay, and then what was the main question?
Frozen yogurt, ice cream, or frozen custard? Ice cream for me.
Ice cream.
That's ice cream. It's ice cream, yeah.
Yeah, just pride and true. Cream. The other two are trying to be ice cream. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, like they're like,
you know what
the
I mean?
the only thing that could come close to rivaling ice cream is gelato.
That's what I was just about to say. Like gelato is like really,
but gelato is basically worse.
Or mochi balls. I love little mochi balls.
Oh, mochi's ice cream.
Yeah. Mochi ice cream. So good. I don't know if that falls under ice cream. Like, I don't know. Mark asks, with Halo Infinite coming out in 3 months, are there going to be any plans of the Dream Team Master Chief Collection Legendary campaign run?
Probably not.
Yeah, I was like, there was like, for a second, Christian and I were thinking about doing that for our co-op thing, but we did like the two instead.
Or yeah.
Like,
I don't know who Master Chief is.
Yeah, well, the problem too is I know when Halo Infinite comes out, I'm just going to be busy playing multiplayer.
Like, I'll play campaign, but like day one.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, if I find time the first like week or two, it's not going to be like, hey, I'm going to play the campaign.
It's like, yeah, be, if I, hey, if one point I'm like, okay, I'm kind of done with multiplayer for a little bit, like, I'll play like some campaign.
Yeah, one. Or like, probably a good time to do it would be like January or February when things are really slow.
I mean, I do co-op with you or something like that with Halo Infinite, but not the other ones. Johnny asks, if you were a gym leader, what type of Pokemon would your gym be? P.S. I have been loving the Nuzlocke, Fruit and Blue. Keep up the great work. Yeah, don't forget about the rival, man. That keeps it all going.
The great work. Yeah, we'll try.
Yeah, you guys suck.
It's harder than you think, okay? You would have already lost the lock, Rob. I don't want to hear it. All right?
Yeah, exactly.
With your dumb rules, probably.
Those are they're standard rules.
Oh, he's the
you just don't listen to him. He's the comment section reincarnated.
Yeah. when I was a kid, my like kids in my neighborhood, we all picked a gym leader, and I was Blaine, so I'd be fire type. I was always like the fire type guy.
I guess to further that, I'd be Giovanni. Or Blue when he takes over.
Isn't Giovanni just normal type, though?
No, Giovanni's whatever the fudge he wants to be.
That's not fair. It's a type of Pokemon. It says what type of Pokemon would be at your gym.
Giovanni got to choose whatever he wanted, so I'm going to choose whatever I wanted. It's my gym.
Yes. What gym is he? What's the town he's the gym of? Like what?
The very first one.
Yeah, you know what? Going even farther.
Towns where you live.
My gym leader, I'm Blue, because he picked whatever the fuck he wanted to.
That's right. Well, that's what I was saying. Giovanni or Blue, yeah. But yeah, now that you asked, I can't remember that stupid town.
What's the name of the town Giovanni's the gym leader in Blue?
Palatown, and then it's...
I don't think it's Latin.
And then they talk about this. On the Viridian...
That's City and Forest, but that's past it. I'm pretty sure Viridian City is... Wait, no, maybe, because Pewter City is above Viridian Forest.
City. Yes, it's Viridian City.
Yeah, I think
it is Viridian.
I'm on the road to Viridian City. Me and my friends along the way. It's a good song. I'm on the way. It's on the way. Gotta get in the way. Gotta get in the way.
Oko asks, have you guys played Pokemon Conquest before? You guys were talking about different battle styles in the Solokke, and Conquest is a tactical Pokemon game based off the feudal Japan history and features samurais of your weeb pleasure. By the way, Blue, I DM'd you about playing FF if you are still interested.
Oh, Pog. Oh, go. Yeah, I played it. It was mid.
I'm gonna be honest, I never heard of it.
It's it was very low key. It was a low key release. A couple, like, very, actually, at this point, years ago. Holy crap.
2012. I mean, if I had known there was a feudal Japan, come on now, of course we would have played it. I just did not realize it was a thing.
Yeah, I don't know what that is. Reacher asks,
It looks like a turn-based tactical RPG, which is my game, so I got to play it now.
What is everyone's favorite force power? Either to use yourselves or just watch in the movies / shows. Like, what's everyone's favorite force power? Are they saying in the Star Wars world, I'm guessing? I always just thought Christian, I'm choking you. You're supposed to pretend like you're being choked. Thank you.
That's how I get choked. I just...
Yeah. That wasn't very good, like, acting either. You're just going. Force projection's cool, too.
I like force pull. That one always looks cool. And everyone was like, whoa! And you just
probably force down. Probably force force projection is tight. I love projecting.
Force
shit.
You to nut.
Wait, what, bro?
What?
Tali asks, left Twix or right Twix? Right Twix. Left Twix or right Twix? Believe it or not, there's a difference. Feel free to Google it. I prefer righty. Anything
my dick
right.
In your mouth, icks.
I don't eat Twix, so neither. No Twix.
What the fuck? What the fuck?
I don't like any candy with nuts or caramel.
One has more crunch and one has more caramel, says Arnav under that comment.
I don't know about that, but I'll choose to believe you.
Penguins asks, what's your superpower that you would have? I think we've had this one. Teleportation.
I don't know, the smell the hunting dog.
Okay.
I'm just trying to answer something different.
What the hell?
Don't hate. Appreciate.
I'm kind of hating.
Oh yeah, what's your power?
Okay, a superpower, right?
Yeah.
I've always wanted teleportation. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, it's the coolest one. Because you can fly
or
with
invisibility.
It.
Teleportation or invisibility.
Yeah, a lot of perks come with those.
Time manipulation.
Okay, that's a good one.
A low P, but I like
easy
that.
There, Kang. Thesmo Bismo asks, long-time listener, first-time writer. The question is more so for Robin Blue. What are your guys' favorite strains of boofs? Also, Mr. Fruit, where did you learn those beautiful poses that you struck on the merch site? Also, what does Sag mean? Sag is a little emote. If you have
if he doesn't know, he doesn't know. Come on.
Well, you got to teach him, dude. You got to teach him.
Sag. I've got Claire saying Sag now. The other day, we were walking at the mall or something. She said Sag. I was like, oh,
it's just
so
like
proud.
It's just it's a picture of Pepe who looks sad. It's just another form of feels bad, man.
Yeah, looks very sad.
My favorite strain of weed is weed. Like that's just I don't like. Ooh, this one is a gorilla.
I prefer sativa that has been grown in the Sahara desert.
Like for me, indicas and sativas do the same thing. Like it's just weed is weed for me. I don't get all into that.
Weed's very tight. If I lived in a state that it was legal.
Good answer.
What was my question?
The DEA is like, damn it.
Yeah. That's not a joke either. I'm Sag.
Oh, that was great.
Legalize it, Sag.
Yeah, right. Yeah, right. Where did you learn to strike all the beautiful poses?
Oh, I'm just a natural.
I just imagine like you like one day forget that's a real blade and you're just cutting your face.
You want to see? Let me put a smile on that face.
Little Crispy asks, who was the worst teacher or classmate you ever had back in the day? Worst teacher.
Oh, Mr. Miller. He was the worst teacher easily. He was my AP statistics teacher, I think I've talked about.
Oh, the track coach, yeah.
Yeah, trash.
Probably my racist geography teacher.
I mean, Mr. Wade was a bad teacher, but that dude was funny as fuck. We didn't learn anything about geometry, but I learned a lot about football, like, because he was just the football coach. Like,
see,
I remember it was the first,
Mr. Miller
first day of
geography.
Yeah, Mr. Wade would walk in and play, the boys of fall. That's the best, man. And he's like, want to listen to it again, guys? It's like, no, I need to learn what a parabola is, man. Like, come on.
There's your problem. You think it's a parabola.
Yeah, it's parabola, whatever, same fucking thing. It's like, Mr. Wade, like, this doesn't have anything about Kenny Chesney and his lore, man. Like, this says, like, right triangles. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. Like, help me. Like,
help me.
What about you, Blue? Oh, you said your racist geography teacher.
Yeah, my
teacher,
racist geography teacher.
Piece of shit. The Mythical T asks, favorite character and build to use in Slay the Spire? I like the robot guy. And then I don't use his orbs though. I actually use the ones where it's like you take away your orbs and it boosts up like your stamina and like your attack strength and all that kind of stuff every like turn.
No, I like robot dude and give me all the orbs.
The darkness orbs or lightning?
Lightning. I've done darkness.
I tried to do a darkness build, and it was just so. It's way too hard to like.
It's really easy to mess up.
Yeah. Have you ever played it, Blue? Slay the Spire?
Nope.
It's a fun duck building game. I think you'd like it. Omega the Hacker asks, favorite weapon and boons to use in Hades? Never played.
Good question.
I've never played Hades.
I really like all the weapons. I guess
I love watching Hades, though.
My favorite weapon might be the spear. And boons? I don't know. I only pick ones that I've never chosen before for the challenge thing or whatever. Because I can't really remember, but I always like Ares and like Poseidon, Thor. Or no, Thor gives you the hammer. Whichever. Thor gives you lightning. No, Zeus. Zeus. What am I thinking? Zeus. Probably those, yeah.
Cheese Nips asks, as someone who doesn't mind spoilers and actually welcomes them, what are some things you'd say to me to sway my opinion? A spoiler to like make you feel like
no, you just don't get it then. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, I don't think you're ever gonna get it then.
Well, no, I think they're saying that like we want to spoil something like, for them to make them feel like they shouldn't have.
Well, no, I think they're trying to say like convince him why you should avoid spoilers.
I mean, I'm gonna be honest with you. If I really care about a show, I will not look anything up.
I feel like you either care or you don't, and that's just
kind of... but like if I don't give a shit about a show, like I'm watching a show, I'm like mildly interested. Like I'll look up everything ahead of time.
Isn't Claire one of those people who just like looks up something?
Episode one, she'll be like, I know how it ends. And I'm like, don't. I know. For me, that's the fun of it is figuring out where it goes, what happens, not knowing all the twists and the turns. Or
I mean, it depends. So like I looked up Dexter spoilers years ago because like I had no interest in watching the show. So if it's a show like that a lot of people out there watch, like I'll still look up Walking Dead clips and spoilers because I know I'm not gonna watch it, but I understand like the characters and stuff like that, so I'll do like I understand for that kind of stuff. But if it's like Loki or anything like that, it's like,
yeah,
my earmuffs are on kind of thing.
I have to really care about a show, like really care about a show, for me to like care about spoilers. But if it's like a show like I watched the first episode of, I'm like, I'm never gonna watch this again. I might as well just look it up just to know what happens.
I avoid literally any spoiler, just because even if I'm not watching now or I have no interest, maybe one day I will, and my brain can't remember anything, but it's really good at remembering the most bizarre spoilers.
Yeah.
So I know as soon as I see a spoiler, like it's ingrained. I can't get out of my brain.
Angel asks, will you guys be playing New World? Probably not. I don't know what that is.
I was only just talking about it earlier. I've talked about it like 3 times now.
Oh, right? The MMO. That's right. Yeah.
I'm going to give it a shot.
Farnelli with another question. I'll allow it. Thoughts on the new Space Jam that released today? I'm going to watch it tonight, actually. I'm watching it tonight. It's on HBO Max.
I'll watch eventually.
I'm a LeBron fan. Yo, I'm a fan of the King, all right?
It could be good, and it could be like the today's kids Space Jam, which is fine.
But you know what's funny? If you watch the old Space Jam, it kind of sucks. Like, it's not as good as
a kid,
we remember.
I loved it. Well, because we were kids.
Well, yeah, I know, but that's what I'm saying. So I'm going to watch tonight as if, like, it's, like, you know, like, it doesn't, like, it's tarnishing the legacy of Space. It's like Space Jam was already kind of bad, like.
But at least it had a dummy thick rabbit in that one. The director would have came out or whatever and said, like, you guys are freaks.
Yeah, we're nerfing Lola. Ricardo, Blue, are you interested in Space Jam at all?
I'll watch it eventually.
Ricardo the Heart says, knowing that this is the only 12 rated podcast out there, no one can compare. Is there any podcast out there that you guys would recommend? You know, I have been listening to Cosmic Couch a little bit. if you guys don't know, Cosmic Couch is Blessius, Shark Tooth, and About Time Joey's podcast. And they had a good discussion on Loki. And you know what, man? They meme. They meme pretty hard over there.
Oh, that doesn't surprise me. Those are they're a different breed.
Let me tell you. I really have like fell out of listening to podcasts though. I mean, the Pat McAfee Show, I guess. Like, I guess that's considered a podcast in sort of a sense. So I guess Pat McAfee Show.
Thank you for reminding me though. That just I got a review for later.
Oh, okay.
So big brain. Yeah, I haven't listened to a lot recently. Hardcore History is always good. Like more learning. I have been listening to some Trash Taste. That's been interesting. Yeah, I'd probably say Trash Taste.
What would you recommend, Blue?
Nothing. Final Fantasy 14, the hit MMO.
So Asmongold Stream, okay. Blemish asks, Rob, on Jungkook, do you like BTS's Butter? How would you compare it to Dynamite? I actually haven't listened to it.
Wow.
I have not listened to Butter.
I stand Jungkook. Yeah,
I do.
No, you don't.
I do, just be, are you guys gatekeeping you're, how I yeah, have to
you're
be a fake fan?
Just, you're a fake fan.
Just because, just because I don't listen to the music as soon as it comes out, like the rest of...
Ask
just like the
other,
rest of them.
Ask any other self-proclaimed Jungkook stan, and they will disavow you.
Hey, as long as I stan Jungkook, they will never disavow me.
That song came out.
Me and the army go deep, all right?
Wait, no, you don't, because you didn't listen to Butter. You don't go deep at all.
Okay, I don't have to listen to Butter. It's fucking fire.
Yes, you do.
It's fucking fire.
Yes,
all right?
You do.
It's fucking fire, and Jungkook kills his vocals in it. Oh, and guess what? I can't wait to see the fan cam that involves it, because I actually think he's very handsome and has a very good voice.
Yeah, you're going to see it like a year after it comes out?
Yeah.
Dynamite. Mr. Slippy Fist asks, what fictional bar would you like to visit, and what fictional character would you like to have a drink with there? That's a good question.
I'm not into alcohol, so probably nothing.
I would like to. I'd like to have a drink at Moe's Bar in Simpsons, and have a drink with Shadow the Hedgehog.
What the fuck? That's true. She's right. That's canonic. That's canon.
I'd go Hearthstone's Tavern just because it seems so nice, warm, and cozy, and I like the aesthetic. And then, who would I have a drink with?
Perrin.
Okay. I don't know. It's so open ended. Kratos.
Sure. That's a good one. Ooh, what about you, Blue?
Boy.
Is there a bar in Final Fantasy 14 that you'd like to visit?
I was also gonna say maybe the Cantina from Mos Eisley.
Oh, okay.
I go to a bar and I have a drink with you, Stola. Oh my god, I lost.
What'd you pick?
They already know. You can move on to the next question.
Okay. Z-Train with the last question says, Blue and Fruit, are you playing Predecessor the weekend of July 30th? They are featuring Howitzer.
Howitzer, baby!
What is that?
Predecessor, July 30th, baby.
That's the Paragon.
We're getting prep for early access. It's open to people. You have to sign up. Make sure you sign up to play some Predecessor. It's going to be sick. I'm so excited.
Are you going
to
stream it?
It's been like a year since the last Predecessor opened.
Can we ask the CEO guy if we can stream it? He follows you guys, right?
Absolutely going to like stream it. Everyone will.
They were able to stream last time. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll play it.
I'll play it if I can stream it, yeah.
If Blue reminds me. I just need to write it down because I'll
what's the link? Yeah, I'll sign up for it. I just need
the
link.
The day you're hearing this podcast, I'm on my honeymoon, and then I'm gone for a week, so I'm just gonna kind of be out of it for a week and a half, whatever.
Enjoy.
Thank you.
And I hope you guys enjoyed listening to this podcast, episode 92.
I sure did.
Well, you were in it. I would hope you would enjoy it. Blue, where can people find you on the internet?
You can find me everywhere at Blue Westlow.
You guys can find me everywhere at Cosmic Couch.
You can find me everywhere at a 7-Eleven getting Slurpees because I'm addicted. With that said...
You're going to make me act up. I'm going to go to a 7-Eleven today.
Dude, I don't know what...
It's got an icy machine.
When I tell you I have an addictive personality, everyone's like, yeah, I'm not kidding, dude.
Just buy an icy machine.
No. As long as they have all their sizes out and they're like, okay, we only have this size, and because of that, it's like a buck. Of course I'm gonna. Although, dude, another weird instance with the same cashier lady, this dude, I'm sitting there in line.
This parks, fucking 7-Eleven is weird.
Yeah, and it's like in the middle of suburbia. Dude rolls up in this busted van, like spare tires and everything. And I guess I'm just very observant. I don't know why I was watching him before this all unfolded. And then he gets out, and I don't want to stereotype, but you could tell he's just full of mischief. Mm-hmm. Like stereotypes exist for a reason, because, you know, sometimes this is true. Well, so I already have my eye on him. I'm like, this is just weird. Like, wife beater and everything, you know what I'm saying? And sure enough, he, like, throws the door open and starts yelling at the cashier, like, yo, we got a problem. You want to tell me something? And then she just starts shouting back, like, I'm going to call the cops. Like, this just comes out of nowhere. And
you're just over there, like, slurping it out.
Yeah, I'm waiting to pay for my slurpee. Like, and then he, like, huffs off. And she's like, I'm going to call the police. And then he, like, skrrt, like, goes out of the parking lot. And then she's like, I don't even know who that guy was. And she's like, if any of you guys do that, like, I don't take no crap. If you guys are going to do that, like, I don't,
like,
stand
lady,
for that.
I just want my,
yeah,
lady,
and I'm
I
just sitting there. I'm sitting there like, can I just pay for my Slurpee? And she's like trying to make small talk with me about it. I'm just like, I just take. Here's 20. Here's a 20. Just let me.
Let me go.
I do feel for gas station things, because apparently it's crazy,
yeah,
people,
dude,
everywhere.
Like, I would never ever.
And it's a nice gas station, but I guess no gas station is immune. It's a global.
Well, that's
debuff
why, like,
on
like
gas
again,
stations.
Like with Blue, I'm overly nice to those type of people that work that job specifically because of people like that.
Yeah.
Well, that's the podcast, episode 92.
Thanks for listening. Well, actually, you might not hear from me next week, but you'll hear from them.
Yeah, someone's gonna fill in for Mr. Fruit. Vote in the description below. I'm just kidding.
Easy
for who you guys would like to see fill in.
And with that, I love you all. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Peace out.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.